woolly mammoths. Now, what happened to them? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the popular booklet, What Really Happened to the Dinosaurs? Well, Ken, weren't most of the mammoths killed in some kind of catastrophe? And I've even heard that some of them have died with grass still in their mouth.
Well, actually, this is the prevalent belief I find among Christians today, but Mark, the idea is very wrong. Michael Ord is a meteorologist and someone helping to design some of our exhibits in the Creation Museum. He studies weather, past and present. Now, for many years, he's been working on the problem of how to explain the extinction of the woolly mammoths in Siberia. Mike's found some startling things that have caused creation scientists to rethink their theories concerning these large elephant-like animals. Mike found that only a handful of carcasses were actually frozen, but there are millions of bones of mammoths. He also found that, for the most part, they're buried in sediment that was laid down by wind. Now, he believes that as the Ice Age, which was caused by Noah's flood, began to recede, dramatic climate changes then occurred. During the Ice Age, grasses were growing in Siberia, which would have been food for the mammoths. As the climate changed, great dust storms occurred, burying many of them, which is why we find their bones today. Noah's flood in the Ice Age makes sense of mammoths.
Noah's flood also helps us explain the disappearance of the dinosaurs. Find out how when you read Ken Ham's free booklet on dinosaurs at AnswersRadio.com. It's on the web at AnswersRadio.com.